The Chaser Report is recorded on Gadigal land.
Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is the Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to the Chaser Report, the home of the $700 trillion giveaway.
Leave that glitch in, Editor Lachlan, because the number's too big for Charles's brain to even comprehend of the amount of money that we're giving away. $700 trillion.
Yes.
Cold, hard cash. And apparently able to be sent by post.
Yes.
How many trucks are they going to need, Charles?
Well, my sons looked at the cash last night.
Oh, he saw the cold, hard cash, right?
Yes. And it does. It doesn't look... Like,
don't talk it down.
My son sort of went, it looks like you can snap it. You can snap it.
But Charles, it's several rooms full of notes, isn't it? What could possibly be going on here? $700 trillion in cash. That's our undertaking to you.
And it is the most gratuitous. I've looked it up. It is the most gratuitous audience buying competition in podcast history.
It is. Yeah, no podcast has ever given away more money.
Yeah, that's right.
Depending on how you assess what the total is. Anyway,
yeah.
Look, there's a wave of excitement. People have been getting in touch. A lot of entries at podcast@chaser.com.au to explain to us why you are the rightful 7 millionth listener. Add yours. Get onto it quickly because this will go off.
And you can also text me. If it's easier, just text me on 0419-282-188.
I think he likes the attention, actually. Yeah. So we'll talk about that. But Charles, also, you've gone viral on TikTok right when the US House of Representatives has voted to ban it.
Well, I mean, is there a link there? You
know? Definitely not, but we'll pretend that there is. More after this.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
So, Charles, not only are we getting heaps of interest in the contest, the $700 trillion.
Yes.
Trillion. And it's not billion. That's other podcasts. We're trillion.
Mm.
We have got a bunch of reviews here.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
really? Some people have just edited their old review, I think. But this is one that I really enjoy, which I'm going to read out again. It's 5 stars, of course. Thank you.
Yeah.
Verity Firth's Povo Bro. Not anymore. You've got $700 trillion in your place.
Exactly, yeah.
Dom Note, almost spelt correctly. You can edit it again if you like. Does his best to keep Charles in check while trying not to come across as a dead set BRS fangirl. you are always going to listen to this, so just subscribe. That's a reference to an old podcast episode, which is quite timely back then. Human behavior is beyond our control. Even dry heaving at this distasteful podcast would be better with more ads. That's something we can probably deliver on, Charles, isn't it?
Yeah, I think, that's been a theme. Like even my mum, who listens to the podcast every day, she just went, oh, can you get some more ads in? They're my favourite part.
The best bit of the show. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Not bad, says Mark. 5 stars. Dom and Charles, the voices in my head I know I can't trust. Big grins.
Mm.
Yeah, well, you're hearing us in your own head. That you shouldn't unsubscribe.
No.
If you're at that level of sort of voices in the head, still keep the real voices. Just we need to listen.
Do we get royalties? Like say somebody starts hearing voices in their head and it's us.
Mm.
Is there any sort of agency that collects royalties?
There should
on that?
Be. Yeah. There should be the copyright agency, but don't we know from the AI debacle that they just, no.
No.
No, you internalise us. You don't have to subscribe, I guess.
I actually think that there is now enough episodes of this podcast to run it through an AI and we'd have a pretty good facsimile of the podcast each day generated just by AI.
I mean, you'd have a facsimile. It wouldn't be good. There's
No, but it would be,
it would be vaguely like us
to the extent that this podcast is tiringly predictable.
AI would have no trouble guessing what we were going to talk about.
Who knows whether this one is AI generated or not?
Yeah, we should try that. See if people pick it. Gil Benke says, my go-to podcast for news and hot takes on the stupid things that crop up in regular news. That's just kind of a serious, earnest one. Thank you, Gil Benke, for
that's
that.
That's very nice. Yes.
I don't back your judgment, but it's flattering.
No, yeah.
Here's a better one. Well, the other one was very good. Here's a more accurate one in my view. Wonderful. 5 stars.
I love lovely.
Rupert M93. In an increasingly baffling world, this show provides absolutely no sense of direction whatsoever, which I think is
yes,
that's I our mission statement.
That's very accurate. Yes.
You can only leave these on Apple Podcasts, by the way. It's the only system. Spotify has something like it as well, but these are the ones we read. Finally, this is 4 stars. Like, can't quite do it. This is Flispy. It's like clearly taking this on as an exercise in serious criticism rather than helping us out. The whole of the star ratings in podcasts are bullshit, so give us more bullshit, please. Adds levity to the news cycle, says Flisby, discusses the depressing news of the world, but satirically so you can laugh while listening to stories about the events that will probably inevitably lead to our demise. I mean, that's just accurate.
Yeah, it's accurate, yeah.
Maybe Flisby's too depressed to do 5 stars. Maybe there's no such thing as a 5-star experience in Flisby's mind anymore. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I think that's fair. Like, if we're all destined to die, I'd give that not 5 stars.
I mean, yes, I wouldn't either. And also, does the star rating even matter? Or is it the last thing we've got, I suppose, is the question. Now, Charles, just as we are recording this this episode, the US House of Representatives has overwhelmingly passed a bill that would force TikTok to either divest from its Chinese owner, so have a new owner that's not in China, i.e. basically stealing a very successful product by getting Americans to buy it, or it would get banned from the US. Now, the vote was 352 to 65, so I'm guessing only 65 lawmakers are on TikTok at the moment. But yes, it means it's somewhat bipartisan somewhere. So this is quite interesting.
But isn't a vote by Congress just something that then never gets into law? Like, it's one of those things that the Senate then rejects it, the President then rejects it. Although I think Biden's actually said that he'll back it.
Biden will back it. Yeah. The Senate's not as clear. It says here that some key figures are not sure because there's 170 million US users of TikTok. It would be, all of them would be quite pissed off. But we do know,
but would Charles. Would they? Because isn't it like banning cigarettes or something? Like,
oh, okay. They like, go, oh, it's actually good for me.
Yeah, it's good for me. Like, it'd free up, I reckon it'd free up probably 23 hours of my son's life each day.
Yeah. That's not a bad, maybe we should consider it. Yeah. But the other thing we know, Charles, is that if the TikTok ban led these users, the 170 million, to do something they'd never done before and actually go outside and walk, if they marched on the Capitol and they smashed some windows and tried to overthrow the US government, we know there'd be no consequences.
But how would you organise them?
Well, you'd announce a rally nearby. And then,
right, but how would you, TikTok? Like, that's how would anyone find out about it?
Everyone
would just be staring at their screen going, well, what next? What happens?
Because you couldn't do it on Instagram. It's dead.
No, you couldn't
do it on
Instagram.
Threads. What a joke.
No. It would be.
I like Threads now.
Could it be maybe Snapchat?
Could be.
Is that the next? Because that's what the young people use.
Is it?
Yes.
Is Snapchat back in?
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, like, really? You've got teenagers.
Yeah, I've got teenagers. And their whole thing is Snapchat. And also, it's really weird because they, you know, the Snap Map.
Yes.
That's a thing that teenagers use. They share their location at all times. So you can literally go, oh, where's your friend? And he's like, oh, he must be down at the gym.
Or at the mall, you know. So you're telling me that the Contact Tracy sketch, which I know, by the way, was recently ripped off by SNL.
Yes, I know.
It was a much worse version too.
Oh, God, yeah.
That is actually real. Everyone's just sharing their location all the time. No privacy worries. Gosh, the young people don't give a shit about privacy, do they? It's kind of refreshing in a way.
Well, when you're going to definitely die from climate apocalypse. Probably.
Oh, this is the rehearsing for huddling
rights.
Together.
Yeah.
This is when they've got to cling together to the last bits of land that aren't flooded.
Yeah, yeah, as they're floating away. It's useful to know the rescue location.
That's actually true. Yeah. That's a very good idea. Yeah. Okay, so that's what's going on. But Charles, you're viral.
Yeah, so this is the thing is I actually think that the reason why this calls to ban TikTok is because, you know, there's some pretty persuasive, pretty charismatic, pretty sort of like there's content on there which could move minds.
Some subversive material.
Subversive material.
Some potent, would you call it a mind grenade?
Mind grenades. Mm. Yeah, they're sort of like truth bombs.
Yeah, but mind grenade sounds cool. That was invented by someone who we both know.
Oh.
I probably shouldn't name who that is. A prominent futurist came up with that term non-ironically. Let's just say that. More after this.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The Chaser Report. More news, less often.
Whoa, sorry, a mind grenade went off during that break.
Yeah.
Oh, my head. Jeez. Oh, God. So, Charles, who is this subversive leader on TikTok who's changing minds?
That would be me.
It'd be you, would it?
Yeah, I've recently gone a bit viral. Actually, a lot viral
really?
On TikTok. Oh, yeah.
How?
Well, Wankonomics.
Wankonomics.
Wankonomics. Check us out. Our handle is at Wankonomics. For some reason, that handle was available. We've got lots of videos, and including a whole lot. Because it's funny, when you perform every night a show, you don't realise that, you know, because you have lots of audience interactions. You get off stage and you just forget about the audience interactions, right? Like, even if they've been quite funny, they're all just, it's like dinner party conversation. You don't sort of go back and think about it. But because our shows have started to be videoed, right, you get to see how witty you were. And sometimes...
How many of these views are just you looking at yourself and going, I'm very good. But look,
I force my kids my content came up on my son's For You page.
Poor thing.
Like, organically.
You know what, though? As with all these things, dear listener, I'm fact-checking this for you because Charles's claims have to be verified. There are 22,000 followers. Pretty good.
Yeah, that's right.
147,000 likes. Here's the extraordinary one. You've got some videos here. One of them got 1.4 million views. One of them's on nearly a million.
Yeah, yeah.
And, I mean, that is bigger than almost any show broadcast on Australian television.
Oh, yeah.
That's surreal.
Yeah, it's bigger than the Chaser Report ratings.
Even bigger than the Chaser. We should put the podcast on TikTok at
we
some
should
point.
Put the TikTok. Oh, yes. Just in time for them to
completely ban it.
Yeah, that's what
well, we can be subversive and dangerous.
That'll be the straw that breaks the camel's back.
Right.
That's why they'll.
This is genuinely popular. Why are you still doing this podcast if you're getting a million? Oh, because there's no way to get revenue from TikTok. All the revenue goes to TikTok.
Well, the thing is, we're going to take. So the thing about TikTok is it goes global, right? Mm. So we've got all these fans over in the UK. We're planning a UK tour.
Of Wankonomics.
Yes.
You're taking your wanking internationally. How fabulous.
We've sold out. Like, we've literally, except for Melbourne and Sydney, we've added extra shows. We've sold out everywhere else in the country. We've sold out our entire run.
You finally hit on a successful project.
Yes.
Well, look for a new co-host coming soon to the Chaser Report.
That's right.
In a matter of moments.
We should do episodes live from Edinburgh. Do you want to come over?
Will my children be there?
Like mid-August? No, they won't be there.
Then I'll definitely come.
Yeah.
Oh, that's very exciting. I know, I've always wanted to go to Edinburgh for the comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Come
no, on. We've got to do some more live Chaser Reports, I think. We'll get on that. We said we'd go to the Central West at some point. Well, it's not the top of the list, to be perfectly honest. We'll get an email from...
Well, either if we don't go to Edinburgh, we'll go to the Bathurst.
the Edinburgh of the Central West, I think. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Well, there you go. So TikTok, use it while you can. But in the meantime, TikTok could soon disappear.
Look, I just think the politics of this is so fascinating because the actual reason why this has all become an issue is Kellyanne Conway. You remember that?
Yes, the Trump press secretary.
Strange woman who is quite abusive towards her children. And
who's married to someone who hates Donald Trump, break up at last?
And then one of her children, who's a complete liberal, decided to start sort of sub-tweeting her mum. Remember that period?
Oh, yes.
That was so weird.
Yeah. It was such an awkward family. Yeah.
Dynamic. Anyway, she has just been employed by TikTok to become...
As a lobbyist.
As a lobbyyist. And so there's now a Trumpite directly in TikTok, in the heart of TikTok.
Wow.
And so this is... There's a whole lot of politics. And so Trump has suddenly, who wanted to ban TikTok forever, has suddenly come around to, well, maybe actually, you know, there's a grift happen here.
We've got to update our references because for so many years we've always assumed that he was in Russia's pocket. But, I mean, this could mean he's also in China's pocket.
Could be China. The other... Just thinking about it, do you think maybe, because now that Trump has just managed to get approval for selling Trump Social into that
IPO. Yeah.
He's going to make billions of dollars out of that. Do you think that Truth Social
will buy TikTok.
We'll buy TikTok.
Wow, that's a conspiracy theory theory. That, yes. That's just it's wheels all lining within up. Wheels. It's the, yeah. it's the kind of stupid prediction we make.
Yes.
But then because the world has somehow gone down some fucked rabbit hole for the past. It will happen.
Yeah, it will happen.
Are we determining the yeah. course of the future on this yes. podcast? Yes. We say something and it happens. And we've yes. got some sort of cosmic power.
This shouldn't be called the Chaser Report. It should be called the Chaser Manifest. We just manifest just reality.
Manifest things.
Yeah.
I'm going to manifest the end of this podcast, Charles.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. I'll see you on TikTok.
See ya.
Gear is from Ride with part of the Iconoclast Network. More next week. Don't forget, though, tell us why you were the rightful 7 millionth downloader of the podcast. We have no actual data, so you just got to convince us. Mm. Podcast at chaser.com.au or text Charles on 041928218 and you're not having my mobile number because I like my privacy.
Oh, really? It's actually 041... 041-
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.